Afternoon, one and all. Scotty K, London Cabby, Tyler, and totally disillusioned with the establishment. Now, as Paul said last week with the postcard he read you, I am currently away in Portugal, having a wonderful time in the sunshine, doing this view from my sunbed with a nice cold beer. Perfect. Yep, we quit the EU, but not Europe, and I have been made as welcome here after Brexit as I was before it. No change whatsoever. Same too with the doom and gloom economic forecast by so-called experts who maybe didn't see the extra jobs, money and investment from Japanese corporates, European banks, American tourism, drugs multinationals and so on, along with a queue forming from many countries to do a trade deal with us ASAP. In fact, 5 weeks in, and I'm still looking for anybody, apart from Cameron and Osborne, who have actually lost their job because of Brexit. All those experts have now surely been discredited, so shouldn't they be losing their jobs? Although it wasn't Armageddon, watching the BBC World News out here, you won't see a picture of us doing alright out of the EU. The biased Beeb are still towing the establishment line in the hope we all forget how well we're doing now we voted out. And also maybe forget that's what we actually voted for. And maybe not even give us our Brexit proper by stalling on invoking Article 50. We all know what they're up to. It's clear then that we do still need UKIP. But hopefully not the Carswell-Hamilton Tory-light version some are campaigning for. It seems to me one of the least trusted people, by the grassroots mainly, in UKIP is Douglas Carswell. Ironic he is their only elected MP. You see, a big part of UKIP's appeal is that they are not part of the establishment. Some think they have to become part of it to beat it, but they'll just end up like a Tory version of the Lib Dems. I can now see why Aaron Banks thinks we may need a new political movement, as the anti-Farragists fight to stop Stephen Wolfe, who in my opinion is the man for the job, and will make a great leader. So back to Need then, I'm going to change tack a bit, but one question I often ask is, do we need Islam? In fact, do we in the West need any other religion apart from Christianity, which has shaped many of our values and traditions? Why are we so keen to bend over backwards and appease those who will never, ever appease us? It's crazy. By all means, worship who you want in your own way, but why state funding for selective schools or planning permission for other religious buildings and institutions? These policies have probably hindered integration more than anything. One thing I have been disappointed with since these recent terrorist attacks is that no one has pointed out the obvious. And that is that if there were no Muslims, good or bad, in Europe, then these attacks would never have happened. One thing I'd like to know is that of all those who have come here in the past, claiming refugee status, and then seen their countries made safe, how many have actually returned home to tell their people how well they have been treated, our systems like our welfare and NHS operate, helping everybody, and then maybe try and replicate such ways for their own fellow countrymen? Or are they all happy to turn their backs on their brothers and sisters, denying them the chance to live as they do in peace and harmony? The good Muslims are the ones that need to rise up against the bad ones, instead of filling their bellies and feathering their own nests, forgetting where they're actually from and the people they've deserted. On that note, it's time for lunch now, so I'm going to go and fill my belly. So, I'll see you all in a couple of weeks, and until then, be safe and be lucky.